was me and my two good homies, Patrick Irvin and Jamie. Remember, the Freedom Train is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC.org. And PAX Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on economics and education with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you once again visit www.pactsinc.org. Also, while you're online, as you know, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can learn more about the Freedom Train podcast series, the Freedom Train Network, and the plethora of new shows that we have coming out on the Freedom Train Network that we will get into and talk about a little later. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. But on Twitter, follow us at Freedom Train Net. On Instagram, follow us at Freedom Train Network. Like our Freedom Train Network Facebook page. Subscribe to the Freedom Train Network on YouTube. So that's youtube.com/Freedom Train Network. As well as make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train Network, either iTunes or Google Play Music. And that way you can get the episodes coming directly to your phone. And you can stay abreast on everything that's happening with the Freedom Train Network as well as the Freedom Train podcast series. Jamie. Patrick, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing on this good day?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Glad to be back. Had a little hiatus real quick. Well, how you, Pat?
I'm good. You know, I'm thinking about the fact that every time the intro starts and he says, welcome, welcome, welcome for taking a ride on the Freedom Train, the Reading Rainbow song play in my head. Am I the only one that happens for? I'd be like, he's going to say, take a ride on the Reading. Am I the only person that thinks?
I believe so, Pat. I think you're by yourself on this one. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Consensus is in.
On that branch by myself?
Like, yeah, you have to own that one.
That's how you learn how to fly.
Yeah. So you failed, okay. Pat. Yeah, you failed. It's Sunday, but it's all right.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. And we're going to get to this later.
Let's do it. Hey, man, so we got a good show today, as you always know, a very, very, very special show, because we have two of a trio of business owners who are the ages of 10, 9, and 6. But let me read a little information for you. So, as I say, they are a trio of sisters and kidpreneurs ages 10, 9, and 6, though it is evident that this business is a collaborative, they each have important individual responsibilities as well. The oldest handles their social media, marketing, and press releases. The second oldest is the bookkeeper, inventory specialist, and stylist. The baby of the bunch handles packaging and shipping. They are all product researchers, bakers, juicers, salespersons, and merchandisers. In 2013, the eldest of the trio started a bread ministry at the age of 6. She would bake bread, prepare snack baggies filled with various treats, and even hand out drinks after school. They could not afford to keep up with the frequent donating, so she suggested that this business venture as baking ballerinas. Over the years, they have created their own recipes and are rebranded. They have rebranded their business into what is now Born Brilliant LLC, and I would like our studio audience to get up off their feet and make sure they give a round of applause to Born Brilliant LLC. Hello, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you today?
We're great. We're great. Thank you for joining us on the Freedom Train.
Thank you for letting us join you.
Oh, no problem. So before we get into the interview, could you guys introduce yourselves? Oh, well, actually, I'm sorry. I'm skipping ahead. That's Patrick, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick. That's you. I'm sorry.
No, you good. You good. I mean, you done already answered the first question. And you good. Joe, go ahead. Do your thing, man. I told you I'm going to let you take the lead. Take the lead. Take it lead strong, man. Go.
So, whatever. So, could you ladies, could each of you give us your names, your age, and tell us, give us a little more detail on why you started the business and what really got you to having this urge to have your own business?
My name is Lyrica, and I'm 10 years old.
Okay.
I'm Tyera, and I'm 9 years old.
Okay.
And then I have a sister, Nadira, she's 6 years old.
Okay. And I know you were into baking and you wanted to do something different, but what really made you take this past just an idea? Because a lot of people just have an idea. So what made you say, you know what, let's do this. Let's take the first step. What made you want to do that?
Well, I've seen my mom. She's had a business before. She still does. And I guess that kind of shined on me, I guess. And so I asked her, you know, can we start a business? And she said yes. And I didn't think that she was serious, and then here we are today, and we're trying to get a store or like a cafe, something like that.
Okay.
That's awesome. So my question is, you guys are brilliant young ladies, by the way. That's completely awesome, and you guys are really. I'm gonna share this with my daughter, I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And when did you guys feel like you had the niche to really, you know, do a business? And, you know, being that you guys are so young, how do you, you know, because running a business is hard. How do you guys, you know, stick with it and see it through?
First of all, thank you for the compliment. And
yeah, that's a hard one, I know. I apologize. I always ask the hard questions. But how do you make it fun for you guys? You know, running a business, it can get hard. How do you keep it, you know, fun for you and your sisters? Or is there no fun involved?
We work really hard for our business, and we get advice from other people, like our mom and our friends and family.
Okay.
And also, we have a family of business owners. We do have a kidpreneur cousin as well, so we have gotten a little bit of advice from her. And then our aunties, babes, and then our grandma, she has her own business still. And so we get advice from her, but there's a lot of support, and there's a lot of people that we can go to if we ever need help.
That's awesome.
So like we say on our Instagram page, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, definitely does. It definitely does take a village to get to where you need to go with this business thing. Like Jamie said, kudos to you guys, because running a business is hard, and there are a lot of adults who shy away from running the business. So we definitely want to give you guys your credit for having your own business and keeping it going.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Thank you.
So why did you choose to make plant-based goods and beverages instead of making it in a more traditional way with all of the typical stuff that goes into those sorts of dishes?
Well, my sisters and I have watched our mom struggle with an autoimmune disease that I now have, and so we've changed our diet, we're not necessarily vegan, and our products are not vegan, but they are vegetarian with no dairy. And so that's sort of why we do that based stuff.
Okay. Do you find it a little more difficult to find the ingredients for making plant-based products? And were you a little nervous about making those as far as the taste, or did you guys already know that you were good at what you were going to do and it would taste good?
Well, I was pretty good at baking with dairy.
Okay.
Well, yes, it has been a little bit of a struggle to work with plant-based products, with plant-based ingredients, I mean. And so the way that we've gone through it is that we just find an object that's dairy or something that's not plant-based, then we find a substitute for it.
Okay. Okay. And it works. But that process of finding that substitute, is it difficult or was it difficult in the beginning and now it's gotten easier because you kind of know what you're looking for?
We have messed up a few breads, I should say, while trying to find substitutes for non-plant-based products, ingredients. And so, yes, but we just keep on going through it and it's, like, it's okay if you make mistakes, because you're supposed to make mistakes, and that's how you learn.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, what other products do you make other than just baked goods? What other things do you guys provide?
We make juices.
Ooh.
All of our products are plant-based. Our juices are pineapple, ginger lemonade, and every week we put a large variety of fruits and veggies in our drinks. And I think in the good thing about them is that the fruits and vegetables give them flavors, like other flavors, so that's my favorite part. And then I love ginger, especially this time of the season where everybody's getting sick and stuff. Really good.
Right. Now, I will say this. The ginger pineapple. Jamie.
What's that?
You got to try it.
Ginger pineapple?
Yes.
Ooh.
You know how when you're watching the cartoons and they taste something that's good and like everything like bugs out, like I felt like fireworks went off in my head when I tasted the juice. Like it's legitimately some real good juice. I was walking around the room asking everybody, have you tasted this?
No, I'm telling you. I love ginger too, so that would definitely be something I'll try.
Oh, yeah. So.
We also do deliveries around the world.
Ooh.
But not around the world, in the U.S.
Ooh, national. I like that. These ladies are moving up. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
So I got two questions. One, are your recipes a secret? Are they like trade secrets?
Yes, we do put our ingredients in the back of our product so people will know what's in it, but we won't give away the whole recipe.
I like that. See that? They thinking. They not gonna work themselves out the market, yo.
I see that.
We are trying
I see
to
that.
Put out a cookbook.
Oh.
Well, let's just say this. When you put out your cookbook, you already know where your first interview is going to be right here. So, we're going to be waiting on you all.
And one of your first customers is probably going to be up this way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, go ahead, Pat. No. My question was, when you guys aren't running this business, you know, baking.
I had a second question for real.
Oh, I thought, okay, you go ahead, Pat, because I was in the middle of my question. Well, you go ahead.
So, what are some of your more popular products, and why do you think that they're popular?
Probably our zucchini carrot squash bread because, well, first of all, you can actually see the veggies in it, and it's just a really healthy bread.
Mm-hmm.
And the juices also because sometimes if we set up them and we don't have them, a lot of people are really disappointed because of that.
Yes.
Okay, So my question, when you guys aren't baking and running this successful business that you have, what do you guys do for fun? You know, like what's some hobbies you guys, you know, do as a group or as individuals? What's something that you do outside of this to make you happy?
I'm Zaira and I like to I like to play outside with my sister sometimes and to go in the garden and water the plants and I like learning sign language too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really? Yeah, that is awesome.
So Lyrica, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to draw, and then I like to go outside and collect pecans and then crack them open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me know the next time you go looking for pecans. Yes.
So y'all like the outdoors, it sounds like. Y'all like being outside and nature and all that good stuff. That's awesome.
Yes, but not like because of the mosquitoes.
Yes, mosquitoes. I wish I could be outside like that. I haven't cut my grass in 6 months because I have horrible allergies. So I envy you young ladies for being able to frolic in the garden and pick pecans on Sunday afternoons. I'm a little bit jealous. I am.
And I also have a YouTube channel that I work on very rarely, and I do gaming on it.
Oh.
You record yourself playing games on your YouTube channel?
Yes.
What games you play?
I like Minecraft, this game called Roblox, and that's about it. And then I also like to play chess.
Oh, I like playing chess, too. That's a good.
Yes.
I asked about the kids that... My oldest son is actually looking at people play games on YouTube right now.
He's a cool kid, then.
Yeah. Hey, so I have a question for you, ladies. You have a focus on health, clearly with the products that you're putting out, healthy products that taste real good. So why is it important, in your opinion, why is it important for young and old people to eat healthy, in your opinion? Why is it just good for people to eat healthy?
Because if you start eating healthy when you're young, then you might, when you get into your adulthood, then you will keep eating healthy. So,
and
live a healthier life.
Okay. So you're thinking, basically, go ahead and get into the habit of being healthy instead of trying to get into health later.
Yes.
Right. And then if it tastes good, then it feels good being healthy. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's good, man.
So... And like I said, I'm telling you, Jamie and Pat, y'all got to go to that website. I got to order y'all some bread and some juices. They have cakes and everything if you go to the website. And it's real. I'm talking, y'all know how I feel about food. And I'm not just going to talk about food. So I really like their products. The food is like real good.
You greedy though, Joe. So you right. Yeah. You extra greedy, so I know you was in there trying to order up everything from the young ladies.
He'd be hogging up all the corporate benefits and stuff.
Yeah, man. You getting all the kickbacks while we over here hungry.
Whatever.
Man offered us free barbecue, and Joe ate up everybody free barbecue, and we ain't getting none.
You could have sent me none some of that ginger pineapple drink. I would have drank
none
it.
None of us. Okay. Hey, we're going to talk about this later, okay?
I'm on the website right now, though. The food does look good.
It's good.
I'm on the website looking at a picture of this banana round pound since we started.
So I got a question for the young ladies. When you guys go to school and you're around other young ladies your ages, do you feel that, you know, you guys are leaders because you're doing something that's different, you're doing something that's positive? And how do you, you know, how do you adapt to that? Being a leader, how do you feel knowing that you're being innovative and creative and doing something that most kids aren't doing? How does that feel?
It feels really good. I've learned to be more proud of myself.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah, this should give you guys a lot of confidence, because I can tell you right now, you know, especially you guys are doing it as a family, doing it as a group. That's very positive. And you might not understand the impacts of that now, but when you young ladies grow up, you'll realize what your family is helping you do, your mom and all them. That's going to pay dividends not only for you young ladies, but for future generations. So I encourage you guys, just keep up that good work. That's awesome. I want y'all blueprints so I could teach it to my daughters. That's what I want. Shoot me a recipe. Let me teach them something.
Their recipes is trade secrets, Jamie.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to taste the ginger pineapple, see if I can figure it out.
Nope. So, to follow that question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And also, when my friends talk about allowance, I usually tell them about how I have my own business and me earning money. About that one and how spending and then like benefits and different things like that, like how to keep your money on track.
You know what? You just made me feel bad about my life. Here you are, 10 years old with a 401k, and I'm still paying into mine. That is awesome. I feel terrible now.
But that is a great mindset to have, because you're not looking for someone to give you an allowance. You have your own money. You have your own business. So you're creating your own way to live. You're creating your own way to happiness, and you're having fun doing what you're doing. So that is the way that you're supposed to do it. So definitely hats off to you ladies for that.
You're welcome.
So, what is, being business owners, being young business owners, and this is a two-part question. So the first part is, for you guys individually, what is the best part about owning your own business? So we'll start with that part first. What's the best part about owning your own business for each of you?
Well, for me, it's that I get to go to different events and meet new people and experience different things, and it's just really fun to go to these different events, and I get to show people what I do.
Cool. All right, Lyrica, what's the best part about owning your own business for you?
Well, I like talking a lot. I like that I could just talk to people a lot, and then I guess I'm a very big extrovert, so I kind of like meeting new people, and then earning money.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good part of it too. That is great. So like I say, the second part of this is, do you guys see yourselves, like when you're in your 20s and 30s, do you guys still see yourselves as business owners and owning this type of business or this business? Do you still see yourself, or can you see yourself being that in the future, entrepreneurs?
Yes, I think I would let the business go on for generations.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, I like that. That was awesome. Good answer. What a crowd applause at, Joe. Good grief.
See, don't be doing that to me, man.
And it's the same for me, Lyrica. I would like to keep this business going as long as I possibly can. So, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody going to come up offering y'all $30 million and y'all going to sell? That's not going to happen, right?
Nope.
Hey, 30 million. Hey.
Here you come, Pat. I'll be asking that question, okay? That's cool. So, we've been saying the whole time the name of your business, Born Brilliant. First, how did you come up with that name? What process did you go to come up with that name? And what does it mean to be born brilliant to you guys?
For me, it means about coming up with the name. We still wanted to be like BB, and we wanted those to be our initials for our business. Uh-huh. We were thinking, what would be the best words that actually mean something to have the initials BB? So then we saw the word born, and then brilliant was a nice word, and so it went together. So I was like, Mom, I think we should choose one brilliant for our name. And we've gone through so many logos, and I remember she was making the logos, and she was thinking of names too. And then I was and then she typed in born brilliant, and I said, stop, I want that as our logo. And then she was like, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm sure. Because I really love the name. And to me it means walking on a path to being the greatest person that you can be.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Oh my goodness. So for you young ladies what's the next step? What's the next step you want to see this business go? At 10, 8, and 6, what is your vision? What's the next step, the next part of this business as you guys grow into it?
Probably books, merchandise, and coaching other kidpreneurs.
Ooh, merch. Yo, you got to get your merch game up. If you guys get some shirts going, I'm going to rock one. I tell you that. Get your merch game up. There you go.
Yes. But then the second part that they said is teaching other kidpreneurs.
That's true too.
So investing into the people who are around you, the next generation. That's very important, and we definitely commend you guys for that, because when you learn information that you know can help others, you should share. But make sure you take care of yourself. But if you can help others, and that's important. So definitely, definitely keep that up.
And there's a lot of people who are willing, who are not willing to actually talk to kids about their business and actually start a business. But then if you do want to start a business, then you have to work hard for it. You really have to be able to make sacrifices, to work hard. And I feel like ever since I started this business with my sisters, that we've all just become a different person. And that's the only thing that I loved about starting this business.
So when you say you feel like you guys have become different people, what do you notice that's different about you now?
I think that I'm more mature. I'm more serious most of the time. And I guess I'm more observant. And I talk more than I used to. And now I'm more social with people. And I like to start conversations. But back then, I just didn't want to talk to people. I just wanted to tell them and tell them something and then just send them off on their way. But now I actually want to start a conversation and talk about our communications with each other. And then I guess that I've
become better at math and then handling a business, and I've now I have more responsibility.
You know, that's good. What you're learning is networking at a very early age, and I can tell you right now, I'm 32, and it's still hard for me to network with people because sometimes I describe myself as an introvert. But that skill of networking is definitely going to take you, young ladies, to the next level. Being able to approach people and just have simple conversations. Keep doing that because one day you're going to have a conversation with somebody that's going to be able to help you out, and you can help them. And next thing you know, your business at the next level. So that's awesome. Keep doing that, young lady. That is awesome. Your parents, kudos. Stop this. Round of applause for their parents for teaching these young ladies to be so brilliant. No, we got to get a round of applause for the parents. These young ladies are brilliant. Hey, let me hear it, Joe.
He running in.
All right, there we go. Congratulations to the parents, and even bigger congratulations to you young ladies for sticking with it, because, you know, I'm trying to do my business thing too, and a lot of us are, and it's difficult, but for you young ladies to have such a grasp at an early age, it's going to pay huge dividends for you later on in life. So good job. Like, good grief, man. I need to come put my daughters with you guys for one weekend. Mm-hmm. Good grief.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. So I have a question for mom. For your mother. That's what I have a question for. Seeing your daughters now where they are, seeing where they started, what have you learned new about your daughters watching them go through their journey as the CEOs of Born Brilliant?
Well, I'll have to point out that these girls started this journey 4 years ago, and in that time, they have grown in ways that are measurable and immeasurable. Mm-hmm. We're really blessed in that these girls are fortunate to have parents who are very supportive and involved. But these girls also have a village, and this is something that we have raised them to understand, believe in, and find from the time they were really little. The village is very important. And I have to say, it's such a blessing that we have relocated back to Tallahassee about a year ago. And the Tallahassee community has really openly accepted them, I mean, with just open arms. It's almost on a daily basis that people are just reaching out and asking or offering their questions or their advice on how we can push these girls to the next level. When it comes to what I'm noticing with the girls, they have come a long way. In the beginning, their dad and I were really nervous about them being so involved in their business on this level. But honestly, and I'll have to break them down individually. So Lyrica, she's already told you some things. You know, before, she was talkative, but not so much as she is now. She's more serious. She's finding a different way to interpret her role as a big sister and as a leader within the business and within our household. Lyrica struggled with math a lot when she was younger, but having math lessons as a part of her schooling and also as a part of running her business has really helped her master some concepts of math that she was really nervous about before. When it comes to Zaira, the second oldest, Zaira would not talk. Lyrica spoke for Zaira, especially when we were out in public. But now, and Mr. Joseph, you can attest to this, Zaira will walk off when they're vending, and she will go and just spark random conversations with total strangers. So I have to say that running a business has really given them a lot of confidence in who they are. Also, we within the home have provided them with a lot of positive images of brown people. But with the girls vending at Working Class Wednesday, I'll use that as an example, these girls are just marveling every month at how many people look like them are them. You know, they're relatable to those people that they see next to them vending. And these girls sometimes, even while we're at Working Class Wednesday, they're saying, Mommy, that young lady was a little brown girl just like me. And look, she has her company. And I'm telling them, see, this is the thing that we have been telling you guys. It's doable. You can really achieve all these dreams that you want to achieve. And so the business has really helped. You know, sometimes we get criticism because we do allow the girls to pretty much run the business. I mean, Lyrica does the social media. Every now and then I come on and I kind of monitor. But, you know, I have no regrets at this point.
That's great. When I found out she was doing the social media, I was like, okay, I need to sit down with her. She's doing her social media better than I'm doing mine. What the ladies are doing and what you are allowing them to grow up. You're allowing them to experience the good, the bad, everything about being in the business. You're not hiding the world from them, and that's going to benefit them in the long run, because they are actually getting to see what it's really like to have to make it on your own and to create something and to really believe in yourself. And they're building self-esteem at a young age, self-pride, self-confidence, self-love. And, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, you wouldn't have to worry about them not necessarily being on a healthy level of self-esteem, because all they can do is think back, hey, I'm born brilliant, literally.
Well, you know, Joseph, I have to say, Lyrica kind of touched on it earlier in the conversation. I have had multiple business ventures, and because my husband and I live our lives transparently when it comes to rearing our children, these girls have been with me during the ups and downs of those ventures, and I think it has helped them be more realistic about the ups and downs of actually owning their own business. And, you know, so it doesn't mean that they're not disappointed when certain things don't go their way. It's just that these girls are prepared for the conversations that we need to have in order for them to recover and move forward with the next step.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Well, I commend you for it. That's awesome. As parents to be able to mold these young girls to do that. I'm thankful for you guys and that it takes a village approach. I wish a lot more people would take on that approach, and I commit big ups to mom and dad, the village. That's awesome what you guys have done for these young ladies, and I'm inspired. I'm going to get my daughter in here now. We're going to start going over business. We're going to do something. We're going to start a franchise or something. I'm inspired right now. I'm going to get her to work.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, buddy. I don't care. We're going to start a Zaxby's or something. We're going to get something cracking. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Actually, if you want to start a franchise, you can invest in Born Brilliant, and you can maybe...
See what I just did? I want to be a franchisee. There we go. I'm gonna have them both in their bacon. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. So, all right. So this question is for the ladies, for Lyrica, Zaire. Question: since you guys are doing the baking, you guys are making the food. When we've had bakers and people who make foods on the past, we ask them about cooking with love. And because growing up, I've always heard that the best foods are foods that are made with love. Now, I've been bragging about y'all foods all night, so I know, love, your food is made with love. So what does it mean to you to make food with love? When you're making food and you hear that, what does that mean to you guys?
That you actually put hard work into it, and that you're actually making something good for people.
Okay.
Like what you're doing, or what you're making.
That's good. And do you believe that?
And it's not about the money. It's about making people feel good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And do you guys believe that if you don't cook with love, then the foods won't come out the best they can?
Yes.
Can you repeat that question?
Do you believe that love is needed? Let me say it a different way. Do you believe that love is needed and to be, like, when you cook your food, you need to cook it with love. If not, the foods won't be the best that they can be?
Well, yes.
Okay. That's good.
That's awesome.
That's good. So, one more question before we get to, like, our final question. We've talked about the village. We've talked about your mom, and this the answer for this question may very well be your mother, but including your mother, who have been your biggest role models, and how has those role models helped you guys become as successful as you are now?
My first role model is Miss Power from Power Productions, who works on Working Class Wednesday with Mr. Terrence and Mr. Remy. She told her story to us before, and I can see that she's been through a lot, but she still stays happy and she's always in a good mood.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of like she teaches me to push through whatever you're going through.
Okay.
My first role model and my second role model is my mom, because she also does that. And even when she's in pain, she can still do whatever, because one time we had, like, this big arm and she was in pain and she couldn't push it through the door. And I was, like, telling her, you should just stop. You should just leave it out here. You shouldn't even try to push it. But then, even though she was in pain, she still kept on pushing it and got it in the house. And then she was smiling afterwards like nothing happened. That's the thing that I like about my mom.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Well, those two good people, two definitely good people to look up to. I think it's important to have role models, and I do also think that it's important for adults to realize that whether they want to be or not, they are role models, and we have to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward. So you guys that are looking up to the role models can also understand why you need to put your best foot forward.
And Joseph, Jamie, and
yes, ma'am.
Patrick, right?
Yes.
I'm always in awe. I think this is like the second time these girls have gotten that question thrown in their way, and I'm just still in awe that they would mention me, because, as adults, sometimes we don't realize or pay attention to the fact that kids are watching us that closely. You know, I'm just moving about my day doing what I think I'm supposed to do as a mom. So I'm really honored that they feel that way.
Right. You should be. And honestly, you know, you put in a lot of work to get these young ladies to where they are. So you should be honored. And I need to call you, let my wife get in contact with you so we can start game planning. That's what I'm thinking about right now. That's awesome. I'm loving this whole conversation. This is awesome. I'm shocked. I'm in awe.
You know, I'm at a point, too, where I get bombarded with questions from other parents who are potentially rearing entrepreneurs, and they always ask me, you know, how do you do it? What should I do? When should I do it? How do you know these kids are serious? And so now my girls, they're telling me I need to write a book, and I'm like, about what? Like, how do you put it, how do you put in words your life story, things that you just wake up and you do as a part of your normal routine? I struggle with that, you know, of how to verbalize our whole thing of running this business.
Well, now that you said that, you guys have already have a book that's already written, or you're in the process of writing a book?
Well, in the process.
So what she's trying to answer is that they authored several books, but we have not published anything yet. And okay. I don't know, and I know you're about to ask us why. And it seems like a natural part of our progression, but so maybe in some of this downtime, over the next month or so, we do need to actually seriously look at that being a possibility.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it definitely helps you get it out.
Oh,
and that's
awesome.
The natural part of writing a book is or getting books published as well. Sometimes you write a couple manuscripts, you know, some, like in my case, before my first book was published, I had already written like 6 or 7 manuscripts. So, you know, that's just nothing to feel bad about. Sometimes you write something and it just doesn't get put out for whatever reason. But, you know, if you got something that's worthy of being put out, and I'm sure you do, definitely look at it.
We have several testimonies that I think will help a lot of other people and families, and we're not talking about how to launch a business, but we're just talking about life lessons that we have come to grow as a result of. We're growing together because of those things. We've had some challenges as a family, both together and separately. Those are also testimonies. And then, you know, we journal a lot. We journal as a family and separately. So those are also some things that can be published. So, yes, those are different avenues that we definitely need to start taking more seriously. And thank you for your advice.
And you and always remember, you got people who are here that are willing to help. We put books out. We are in connections with people who are constantly putting books out, authors, publishers, editors, all across the spectrum. So don't hesitate to reach out because we will help.
Yes. Thank you. So,
no problem. No problem. So last question I want to ask. What message would you like to give to people around your age who dream about being something, who have this dream that they want to pursue but may not know how to pursue the dream or may be afraid to pursue the dream? What advice would you give to anyone, any children your age who want to do something but just don't know how or may be afraid? What would you tell them?
You have to work really hard with parents' help and with a lot of support from family and friends. And you have to actually know what you're doing in order to have a business. And you have to learn how to deal with people and how to work with certain things that you need to have within a business.
Okay. Okay. And do you, like, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is being in, like, the right place, you know what I mean? I mean, like, being around people who you know will support you and not criticize you and bring you down. You have to be around the right people. You have to be friends with the right people and get advice from people that you know that you can trust and that you know will help you and not criticize you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I think, like we said before, I think you ladies have done a great job. That's one of the reasons why I want to make sure I get you on here to do an interview with you guys, to expose what you're doing to more people. You have great products, the passion, just the talent, everything that you guys put into it. You're at almost every, you're at every Working Class Wednesday that I am at. I see you guys are always working hard. You're making sure your social media is out. You're making sure you're traveling to different places, exposing your business to people. And you're doing all this before the age of 15, before the age of 20, and you guys have the mindset of serious business. You are serious business owners at your age. And so we want to make sure that you guys understand just how great what you're doing is. So we want to make sure the studio audience give you a round of applause for everything that you're doing.
And for all of the people who are listening to this, just know that you can reach out to us for help. We have our phone number on our website and on our Instagram. So, like, just give us a call at a reasonable time, and we will try and help you as much as we can.
So tell them, I was just about to say that. Tell them what your web, what is your website?
OneBrilliant.com.
Okay, and what are your social media handles? Where, how can they reach you on Facebook and Instagram and things like that?
Born Brilliant Co. and the same for Facebook.
Born Brilliant, and spell Born Brilliant for them.
B O U R N E B R I L L I A N T.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So. Thank you, ladies, once again.
Oh.
Yeah, Born Brilliant Co. Thank you, ladies, once again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Freedom Train. Tell us more about what you're doing, about your business. Like we said, I think you guys are doing a great job of what you're doing. We're definitely here to help you in any way that we can moving forward. Your products are great. Your attitudes are great. You guys are great. So definitely thank you. And we definitely look forward to having you guys back on here when you get your books published, because that's one thing that we want to make sure that we are a part of your journey as well.
And thank you so much for everything. Yes.
No problem. Anytime, and that's what we're supposed to do. When we see people doing great things, we're supposed to make sure that we're reaching out and helping. So it's no problem.
And before we go, we actually want to say how proud we are of you all for having the podcast. We've listened to several of your episodes, and you guys are also doing a great job for our community. Thank you so much for all that you do for us.
Thank you guys for that. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yes. So we definitely speak with you guys in the future, and we hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Take care. Bye. Good night.
Good night.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Born Brilliant Co. It's good, I'm telling you. www.bornbrilliant.com. Go to their website. Juice banging, the bread's banging, foods is banging, everything is banging. Go check them out.
They didn't listen to other shows, man.
I know.
That's scary.
I know.
Yeah, it is a bit scary. Please, if you are under the age of 18, do not listen to this again. Oh, good. I almost cursed like 8 times. I'm not even gonna lie. Oh my God. I had to catch myself. I was about to say, this is brilliant. I'm like, oh, man, let me rephrase that.
You just said it.
Right. Right. This is still part of the show, Jamie.
Well, okay. Technically, you are right. I'll take that one. I'll take that one straight to the chin. You are right. But good thing I didn't say it with them on the line. That's the key thing. Pat, look on the bright side. God dang, Pat.
I got you. Nah, because when they get back to the show, they're going to hear it, but they didn't hear it live.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Edit that out. We got to edit it, too. Edit that out. I completely went off the script.
We're not going to edit this part, but we're going to edit that part.
Yeah. So, just put a beep on it. Yeah, don't be such a Debbie Downer, Pat, all right? Gosh. You know I had to get at least one off. Like, come on, guys. You got to give me credit.
It was expected.
I should get a round of applause for that, because I was on my best behavior.
Joe, give him one.
Thank you.
You did it. Yo.
You were.
You were really, like, look.
Thank you. I just want to thank all the small people in life. I really appreciate this recognition for not cursing.
You were really
All right, that's enough. Okay, all right, you're making me blush now. All right, audience. Okay, thank you, everybody. That was a good one.
I like the way they spell Born, though. I like that they went with that version of Born instead of the other version of Born, because I like the definition of that version a little bit better. So.
I was thinking Jason Bourne, so it's like something like high-tech, I'll kill you type stuff. That's dope.
Well, that's why I wanted her to spell it out, because it is spelled different. So, but
a word though. I think that the official definition is like a limit or goal or something like that.
Okay. That's what's up. So, but man, like, but like straight up though, like these young ladies are killing it in town. They literally kind of like came out of nowhere. Nobody kind of like, if you didn't know about Born Brilliant last year, you definitely know about them now. They are definitely doing a great job of putting themselves out. And like the mom said, the oldest one handles most of the social media. So I literally think I'm talking to the mom when I'm talking to the oldest one on social media. So they've really done a great job of putting their business out and letting people know who they are.
Yeah, I tried to get my sons to get into a business together, but all three of them, besides the youngest, are just disinterested.
You know what? Honestly, I learned this having two girls and being a boy myself. Girls are way more mature than boys. Golly, man, it's day and night. I ain't dissing anybody's kids, but my goodness. I think those little girls, the maturity they came with to start, like, I know if you had said that to me at 10 years old, it's like, man, I'm about to go shoot some squirrels in the backyard. Chill out, bruh. Ain't nobody finna sell. Like, I would have been completely against this. Give me a BB gun and a dog and let me go roam the woods or something. But for them to do that, it just shows their maturity level, and I hope a lot of parents hear this and try to mimic it with their children, but I know as a boy, a 10-year-old boy, I wouldn't think about self. Bitch, give me some Power Rangers, Wolverine, Gargoyles, and a bunch of other corny stuff. Star Wars, let me do that stuff at 10. I wouldn't think about no business.
Football and run around in circles.
Yeah, you throw firecrackers at frogs and stuff. I was doing all kind of stupid stuff. So to hear them, that maturity level those young ladies had, that was pretty awesome.
I was not throwing firecrackers at frogs, but I was with you all the way up until that point.
Yo, you talking about some
crack in the frog mouth?
Nah, but when I was in the military, we did used to put frogs in locks, liquid oxygen.
That's a whole new level of cruel. I'm just throwing the firecrackers at the frogs.
Do it. The white boys did it. I would just watch sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Peter gonna shut us down anyway. So, congratulations, Pat. There goes the show. All right.
Hey, man, we ain't worried about no Peter. Peter don't care about human beings.
Don't care about frogs.
Yeah.
Oh man, they don't care about frogs. Let you kill a dog, baby. They'll sue the hell out your ass.
If the animal can't get a million views on YouTube, Peter don't care about
him. Oh man.
But I mean, I got my youngest is interested in opening his own business. The oldest two ain't, but I do like the model they have, the food, the banking. I like the way they got it all separated out, you know. Like, and they do sound mature.
They do. Yeah.
So you know, it was impressive. It was impressive. And you guys, both of you guys, handled that well. I fell back because I told Joe for the show, I ain't really good with kids that age, so I'ma just throttle back. And he was like, I'ma do it. You came through though, Jamie. Like, you might deserve another round of applause for that. You really came through, man.
I didn't curse, so I didn't drop a GD or like, I was close. Like, y'all don't even know. I was extremely close.
We know.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of myself. I might have an extra drink tonight. So edit that out, Pat.
When your daughter is in fifth grade and the teacher call you and say, your daughter's cussing, just go to the school and say, baby, you got it honest. That's what I'm going to do with my kids.
You know, the funny part is my wife, yo, she know when I'm about to curse. And she just gives me this, like, it's like, okay, let me substitute this F-bomb for, all right. I'll say that or something like that,
you
yeah.
Like you from New York, like from New York in the 70s, too.
Oh, man, like, oh, goodness. Don't ever catch me, yeah. I'm not even looking into that. But my curse, I didn't curse. Young ladies were brilliant. I think this was a good interview. And it's good for them because eventually as their business going to grow, they're going to do more interviews. They're going to get popping. I hope they blow up. I hope they make it big. I hope they put every little juice bar in Tallahassee out of business. I'm all about Born Brilliant. It's do or die. Born Brilliant, best die. Let's get it, baby.
Already.
wait.
Already? Hey, any closing remarks? Pat, start with you. What closing remarks you got?
Power to the people.
Power to the people. What about you, Jamie? What closing remarks you got?
Hey, man, everybody out there, man, it's stressful times, but be cool. Love each other. Be kind. All that positive stuff. And definitely get your beep off. That's my remarks.
And I'm going to use my closing remarks to give my shameless plug, because I am the author of On the Shores of James, Volume 2, Central America, which is available now on my website, www.ontheshoulders1.com. And you can also get the Kindle version at Amazon. So, On the Shores of James, Volume 2, Central America, that's my book. Go ahead and get it and be down on the get down. And with that being said, I am Joseph. He is Patrick. He is Jamie. And we is the Freedom Train podcast series. And we stay down, and we be down, and we love black people. See y'all next time. Peace.